You're listening to the audio production of Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts, 7 Questions to Ask Before and After You Marry, by Drs. Les and Leslie Parrott, published by Zondervan and read by the authors. Preface of Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts. Before you begin.
We never had premarital counseling, but we spent the first year of our married life in therapy. Once a week, we met with a counselor who helped us iron out the wrinkles we never even saw before getting married. Not that we were in serious trouble, but we had this naive idea that after our wedding, our life would fall naturally into place and a marriage preparation course or counseling never even entered our minds. We dated for 6 years before our 9-month engagement. I mean, we had a lot in common, even our first names. We simply thought we would tie the proverbial knot, set up house, and as the fairy tale says, live happily ever after.
That's right, but we didn't. The first years of marriage were difficult right from the start, literally. In the limousine ride away from the church, as both of us waved goodbye to our family and friends through the back window, I began to cry.
What's wrong?
I kept crying and didn't answer.
Are you happy or sad?
Les put his arm around my shoulders and he waited for me to reply. When I didn't answer, he asked me again.
What's going on inside you?
I don't know. I just don't know. Les gave me a squeeze on his arm and I knew I was hurting him, but I didn't know what to say or why I was so sad. Except for the clanging of the tin cans behind us, that ride to the airport that afternoon, June 30th, 1984, was quiet. As we waited for our flight at O'Hare Airport, both of us felt hazy about what we'd just been through. Were we really married? It didn't feel like it. We were newlyweds, but we felt more like refugees. After boarding the plane, we fell into our seats exhausted. So much time and energy had led up to that wedding ceremony, and it had gone as planned. But now what? Both of us sat on the plane emotionally spent, quietly pondering the meaning of marriage. What was it all about, this marriage? Why didn't I feel any different? Who was this person I married, really?
Let's be honest. The till death do us part statement of the marriage vows rings increasingly ironic. In the 1930s, 1 out of 7 marriages ended in divorce. In the 1960s, it was 1 out of 4. Of the 2.4 million couples who will get married this year in the United States, it's predicted that at least 43% will not survive. For too many couples, marriage has become till divorce do us part. Every couple marrying today is at risk. More than 200,000 new marriages each year end prior to the couple's second anniversary. After they toss the bouquet and return the tuxedos, couples often assume they're headed for marital bliss. But a study of those who recently tied the knot revealed that 49% reported having serious marital problems. Half were already having doubts about whether their marriage would last.
The truth is, most engaged couples prepare more for their wedding than they do for their marriage. The $50 billion a year wedding industry can testify to that fact. According to experts, the average 200-guest wedding today costs $22,000. More than 1 million copies of bridal magazines are sold each month, focusing mainly on wedding ceremonies, honeymoons, and home furnishings, but not on the marriage itself. Looking back, it seems silly that Les and I did so much to prepare for our wedding and so little to prepare for our marriage. But the truth is that less than a fifth of all marriages in America are preceded by some kind of formal marriage preparation. One wonders what would be the effect if the same amount of time, energy, and money spent on the ceremony was invested in the marriage. Planning the perfect wedding too often takes precedence over planning a successful marriage, and lack of planning is the ultimate saboteur of marriage. The wedding bell blues are common after the excitement of an elaborate wedding celebration. The emotional high of ordering engraved invitations, selecting music for the ceremony, and choosing a china pattern took all of my attention off the big picture, a young bride told us. The ceremony was more tangible and less of a gamble than the marriage. I put my energy into the wedding and hope for the best. For too long, the trend has been to fall in love, marry, and just hope for the best.
This book offers a different approach. Over the last 4 decades, marriage specialists have researched the ingredients of a happy marriage. As a result, we know more about building a successful marriage today than ever before. For example, happily married couples will have healthy expectations of marriage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?